If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
It is, it's very common that when you start in a place like network marketing, unlike other adventures, and let's just be honest, network marketing is the lowest barrier to entry to become an entrepreneur that exists, I think, right? You're typically paying a couple $100 to start your business versus, you know, most franchises you're paying at least $50,000. If you want to start a McDonald's, you're paying over $1 million. If you start your own business, you probably have to get, you know, contractor licensing, continuing education credits. You may have to get some retail space, et cetera. You're at least looking at thousands of dollars, right? Network marketing is the lowest barrier to entry way to become an entrepreneur, in my opinion, and at least from my observations. And in that, because the barrier is so low to entry, some people enter it without full capacity of why they should do what they should do, right? And so you'll see a very common theme inside network marketing because of this low barrier to entry and because some people just kind of stumble in because it's, you know, a couple $100 investment. People don't know why they should, you know, work hard or why they should put effort in. Most entrepreneurs in any other category, they kind of know that, hey, they signed up for working hard. A lot of network marketers don't know they signed up for that, so they have to be reminded. And so you'll hear leaders talk a lot about a why. You got to have a why that makes you cry. And, you know, the why is positioned as what will keep you going. It's positioned as what is that main reason that you're looking to change your life around, whether it's retire a spouse, spend more time with kids, build water wells in Kenya, for people that don't have clean water, et cetera. So it's some kind of thing that's external of you. Now, if you've been a student of mine in any capacity, you know that I much more believe in having a vision than having a why, right? So having a vision of who you want to become, and who you want to become can encompass accomplishing all those whys, but having a vision that really drives you becoming. And that's a really key word, I think, and you really making it happen, and that is becoming. However, I do have an important why that you should embrace that I don't think most people have even considered, and that is a marketplace why. You see, when people tell you to follow your passion, I'm not saying that's bad advice. It's good advice. But if you want to follow your passion profitably, then you need to figure out how to position what you do and what you're interested in passionately that solves a problem. Okay? So if I'm passionate about reading comic books, then, you know, me reading comic books doesn't solve the problem of anybody's, and I'm not going to make money. So it's not enough to tell you, hey, follow your passion and it'll all work out. You need to follow, if you want, you know, follow your passion. I think it's good advice. But if you want to follow your passion profitably, then you need to figure out how can you take that passion and actually solve a problem with it. Now, for me, it's very simple. My passion is teaching. It's education. It's, showing others how to play bigger. It's inspiring and impacting others to play bigger. And so it's really simple for me to solve problems because there's a lot of problems around education, and there's a lot of issues that we're able to solve by us having, you know, become number one income earners in a network marketing company, having generated millions of dollars online, And so there's a lot of problems around that that I just naturally can teach and educate people to help them with. So, you know, with me, it's very simple. I follow my passion of teaching and education to help other people solve their problems in their business and marketing, prospecting, recruiting, team building mindset. And I get compensated for that, right? So it's really, really simple for us. For most people, they find out what they're passionate about, but they never take the time to figure out what problems they're solving. This leads me to your marketplace why. For example, one thing that I've shared, you know, here recently, because quite frankly, I had a kind of a revelation around it. And this is what's interesting is, you know, the more you learn, the more you realize how little you know. And that's something that will always have me as a student. So you'll never run into me at a stage in my life where I profess to know it all. It'll never happen. It just won't. And I'm always going to remain a student. Well, this last week, I learned something that was really powerful, and I'm taking what I've learned and I'm, you know, teaching you guys it. And that is the importance of having a marketplace why. So if we look at our last week, okay, so in the last week, my wife released a brand new course on social media recruiting, and it teaches people exactly how to recruit on social media step by step. What she did at the age of 21 to build a $10,000 a month income using Facebook, recruiting people she didn't know. Step by step, example after example, scripts, how to handle objections, etc. The whole shebang. It's currently not open for sale, but we did over $600,000 in sales, almost $650,000 in sales of that course in 7 days. And a lot of people said, oh my God, sign me up for that. Well, if our marketplace why is just to make money, then there's a cap. One, there's a cap of, you know, how much does that really excite you? I mean, once you make a lot of money, aren't you kind of like, you know, okay, I made a lot of money, right? And number two, who gets behind somebody? Like, do you think that there'll be people that like, ooh, I really want to promote these guys because they really like to make money? No, that's not enough. And so, you know, if you're in whatever, if you're in travel or weight loss or skincare or, you know, fill in the blank, whatever, if you're in whatever and your marketplace, why you do your business so that you can make money, you're going to have a very limited amount of exposure. And so our marketplace why is that we want to raise the level of the conversation inside of the network marketing profession. We want to teach people how to be professionals inside network marketing. And, you know, there's a stigma in some countries, in the United States being one, there's a stigma about network marketing. Now in Asia, there's not a stigma. In many countries, there's not a stigma about network marketing. People see it as, you know, a profession. In the United States, there is a stigma. It's the truth. And the reason is that no one's turned off by network marketing. They're turned off by network marketers because network marketers haven't been educated enough to approach their business in a professional manner. And they're hyping, they're spammy, they're, you know, lying, they're tricking, they're, you know, just not doing great things. And so we know that every time we sell a course on social media recruiting, we're raising the level of the profession of network marketing by showing someone how to do it right. So when someone spams their company message or their company sales page or sign up page on their Facebook profile, even if they suck at social media, there's at least 100 people that are seeing it, right? If you're more, you know, a normally connected person, then over 1,000 people are seeing it. So 100 to 1,000 people per network marketer think that what network marketing teaches is to be a spammer, is to be hypey, is to be scammy, is to be just full of baloney, right? That's what is perpetuated in social media in regards to network marketing, unless we educate. Unless we educate. So our marketplace why drives the sales and income is a result. See the difference? So if we're just saying, hey guys, buy our course because we really would like to make some money today, you know, not many people are going to be pushed and moved to share that message. They're going to say, okay, is it valuable to me? Do I want it? Is it going to help me? Right? You have to have an underlying, not just, you know, why, not a why that makes you cry, but a why for the marketplace. Do you sell skincare because you love raising the confidence level of you know, females everywhere? Do you sell weight loss so that men can feel better around their wives? Do you sell travel to lower the divorce rates around the world so that couples can spend more time on the beautiful beaches of the world, right? What is your marketplace why? This is more important than some external, more self-driven why. Okay. Now I'm sure some people would love to support you in because you want to, you know, spend more time with your kids. But if you look at the marketplace as not something that has to react to what you want, but instead reacts to what they need, then you'll be a marketer. Then you'll be a business owner. Then you'll be a professional. And so think about, why do you do what you do? Why do you exist as a business person? And if you can really own that, like we own that, every single step we take is to raise the level of conversation in network marketing. This is why we don't teach just the fundamentals. We teach proven, relevant, modern strategies around branding, prospecting, and marketing, not just the fundamentals. We teach the entire full spectrum to network marketers to help them. You know, why has everyone, every other business owner in the world learned branding except network marketers? This is part of the reasons why they struggle so much on social media, is they don't know what to say, so they just spam their company message, and it doesn't work. If it did work, we'd say, hey, go ahead and use it, but it doesn't work. So every network marketer that we train fully is going to raise their efficiency, which is going to raise the boat for their team, for their community, for their company. And every network marketer that we train properly is not going to decrease the name of their company, decrease their efficiency, decrease all of their teammates. Because keep in mind, if you have someone in your company that sucks at social media and blasts your company name all over the place and makes all kind of hypey nonsense on social media, they're hurting you. They're hurting you. Because when you prospect someone properly and they say, oh, I've seen that before. It's not for me. It's looks kind of spammy and scammy and yeah, no thanks, right? So every person that doesn't, every person in network marketing that doesn't have Jessica's updated social media course is harming you, your team, your company, and network marketing profession as a whole. This is what drives us. This is why we do so many webinars. This is why we do so many trainings. This is why we do all of this, to raise the level of all of those things, for to help you, the network marketer, to help the team, to help the company, to help the profession. We own our marketplace. Why do you own it? Own it. It's so powerful. So there you go. I got to hop into the grocery store, guys. I appreciate you guys so very much. I did see a couple people asking about the course. The course currently isn't for sale. You can get on the waiting list if you would like at jessicahigdon.com/now. That's jessicahigdon.com/now. We do plan on reopening it soon for a couple days.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.